Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you watch any of the Eastern Conference Final Game 4 last night?
Absolutely. Toronto, man. I was dead wrong. I thought they had shot their shot and that was going to be it. Milwaukee was rolling. They were great last night.
Kawhi Leonard's becoming a guy whatever you think of the Raptors needs to be thrown out because he's here now.
Yep.
And they're not going to be allowed to be themselves because he's going to buoy them every step of the way. He's a life vest at this point for them. I'd love to talk about the game. I can't. Because Drake made it all about himself all night.
I'm sure the coach needed a massage.
I partially blame the networks that broadcast these games. Mm. For putting him all over the screen. Am I alone? Tweet me, because frankly, we don't have time, and I don't want to take a whole lot of time taking calls on this. Please tweet me at Grant H. Paulson. When you watch these games, does anyone else get annoyed? I have a visceral reaction. For people that don't know, Drake, the performer, the rapper, I don't know what, it's not quite all rap. It's like
whatever
some humming and singing and auto-tune and nonsense, whatever it is that he does. By most accounts, very talented. I went to his show because of In We Go.
You had some In We Go.
I had the In We Go app, and I could go to any shows I wanted to, and I went to his show at Capital One Arena, and it was the worst thing I ever experienced in my life. I'm not exaggerating. Mm. It wasn't all his fault. A lot of it was other things that was going on, like in the arena that
ancillary
night.
Ancillary things, yeah.
But some of it was his fault. It sounded terrible. I was so miserable. I'll never forgive him for those 2 hours.
Sure.
That said, last night he's at one point massaging the head coach of the Raptors.
Nick Nurse.
He is walking on the court. Like, nobody cares. There's no rules for him. He's in the coaching area. He walks up and down the court when Giannis is shooting free throws and missing free throws. He's legit jumping around like Dwight Howard just won the dunk contest. At one point, he was doing this air guitar thing like 6 feet out on the floor where he's like strumming a fake guitar and like winding his arm like a windmill. Bob Henley sending someone to home plate. I've never wanted to punch someone in the face more than last night watching Drake. Do you have any of that reaction at all?
Yes. Sit in your seat. You didn't make a shot. You didn't take a charge. You didn't rotate on defense. You didn't set a screen. Not about you. Now, people like it because he's famous and he likes Toronto, right? So the Toronto people think it's awesome.
I get the sense people love this
bit. But this all started with Spike Lee in New York. Spike Lee never played for the New York Knicks, and yet somehow was the story. When Reggie Miller is talking trash to him, or Scottie Pippen, probably the most disrespectful dunk in the history of mankind, if I may, where Scottie Pippen in transition banged one on the forehead of Patrick Ewing. Ewing falls backwards. Scottie Pippen
so
straddle walks over him, and instead of yelling at Ewing, he walks over and yells at Spike Lee. Because Spike Lee was like the trash talker.
Spike Lee talked S. I don't remember him on the floor.
No. But he became as much of the story as the Knicks. And that's my frustration in general. The story is the Toronto Raptors. The story is that Marc Gasol has played out of his mind for 2 games. The story is that Kawhi Leonard is great. That Pascal Siakam went from afterthought to just a juggernaut at times on the court. An unguardable whirling dervish of blocks and weird quirky shots. But they're fun. But Drake, it's constantly Drake. And the
coming back from breaks, going to breaks, it's like, and Drake is loving it. Enough.
I don't care if he loves
it. He's insufferable. This is unendurable. The coverage is embarrassing. Every look at Drake's reaction. I don't care.
But it's on the West Coast too. I mean, you go to a Laker game and like 90% of it is the guys in the stands, you know, but then Jack Nicholson sitting front row. It's his reaction where he stands up and claps wearing like a weird outfit.
But give me this.
So much less of that.
Give me this. So you're doing something that I agree with, which is you're saying, let's get rid of celebrity reactions in general. Sign me up. I'm saying Drake is on a level we've never seen before.
So you're right.
Jack sits in 6 rows deep in the crowd and the camera finds him and he'll stand up and clap like every other fan in the building. Drake is in the damn huddle.
Yes.
Drake is walking up to Giannis as he's fouling out and, like, patting him on the ass.
But to me, this is, like, the millennial version of what we saw before. In the 90s, it's Jack Nicholson being like, that was a great shot. Whatever, right? Then you got Spike Lee yelling at somebody. The new version, the 2.0, the 2019, the Instagram version, the selfie version in the huddle is Drake. It sucks. There's going to be more. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. Someone needs to have a talk with Drake. Sit down. You are not part of this game.
This is not your night, stupid.
Now, if you want basketball players at your concerts coming onto the stage and, like, interrupting dancers, I suppose we could have some quid pro quo.
I'm watching this right now, okay? So there's a three-pointer that's hit. The score is 96-82 with 9:34 to go in the fourth quarter. The Raptors hit a bank shot three-pointer, okay?
Fred Van Fleet banked it in.
The ball goes in on a bank. No chance he called bank. It's 99-82. Drake's, I'm so mad at this. His seat is the first seat past, like, a big advertising board that separates basically, like, the ownership group, probably like 10 well-dressed people, and then all the way down at the end, the Raptors bench, okay? Drake has come all the way down to, like, the ownership group, like 10 feet down the bench, and starts massaging the back of the head coach. What are we doing here? Kick him out. Get off of the floor. What about when someone, like, bumps into him or something because he's standing a foot onto the floor when the referee runs into him? If a fan was doing what he was doing, which is what he is, by the way, he's a fan. If a fan was doing that, some random ham and egger, you got tickets to the Raptors game last night and you did that, you'd have been ejected 15 times.
So I used to watch especially when I was doing nights, I would watch the, what was that thing called? Like the street ball tour on ESPN2, where it's like the thing, like Skip to My Lou started years ago, but it's like the guys going around. It's always brought to you by Mountain Dew Code Red. All these different guys who could do incredible things with the basketball, but weren't NBA players because they weren't tall enough or whatever, right? But the stuff they could do is wildly entertaining. When you go to those games and there's a guy on the court, the hype man, telling you what's happening. Like, well, this guy's going one-on-one. He's looking at it. What's he going to do? He crosses you up, and then he yells and, like, smacks you with a towel. Fans run on the court when somebody dunks or someone does some sort of crazy thing. The professor goes between someone's legs or hot sauce dribbles off your forehead, violating whatever rules are. That's what that stuff should be reserved for.
Yeah.
That's fun. This is high-level Eastern Conference Finals.
Championships are on the line.
If people are going to tell me, call us grumpy old men and say, get off my lawn.
Great.
That's your prerogative. That's fine.
I'll gladly be no fun Paulson on this. Drake ruined my fun last night. He's no fun Drake. I'm trying to enjoy a basketball game, and I got to keep watching stupid run around out there like he's in the Degrassi photo shoot. Enough, dude. Enough. No one else does this.
Good Degrassi poll, by
Thank
the way.
You. Nobody else does this. Nobody. Somehow, all these other celebrities that sit courtside, they just sit there and enjoy the damn game and eat their popcorn.
Don't touch the coach.
Please stop touching people. Please stop walking onto the court to high-five the players. Enough.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.